Penguin Random House Audio presents The Princess Diarist by Carrie Fisher, read by the author. Journal entries read by Billy Lord. This is Carrie Fisher. It was 1976. Charlie's Angels, Laverne and Shirley, and Family Feud premiered on TV. Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs founded the Apple Computer Company in a garage. The Food and Drug Administration banned red dye number 2 after it was found to cause tumors in the bladders of dogs. Howard Hughes died at age 70 of kidney failure in a private jet en route to a Houston hospital. He was worth more than $2 billion and weighed 90 pounds. Anne Rice's debut novel, Interview with a Vampire, was published. Israel rescued 102 Air France passengers who were being held hostage at the Entebbe airport in Uganda. The Queen sent the first royal email. London was bombed by the IRA and the Sex Pistols, and Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody went gold. Andy Williams' ex-wife, Claudine Langer, accidentally, she claimed, shot her skier lover, Spider Savage, to death. A Pennsylvania congressman won renomination for a 12th term despite having been dead for 2 weeks. Caitlyn Jenner, still Bruce then, won the gold medal in the Olympic decathlon and the title World's Greatest Athlete. So many things were happening. The first Ebola outbreak occurred in Africa. There was a panic over swine flu.